listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin and Craig, and we welcome you. Opening this service with the selection, He Took My Sins Away. That's why Jesus came into this world. He said he came to seek and to save the lost. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting the gospel of Christ to this precious people today. Wherever our broadcast service is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We're thankful that we know that you love everyone and that Jesus tasted death for every man. So bless our precious congregation and bless this broadcast service to their hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Quartet continues our service now with the song, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, a of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Devices Satan Uses Against Us. And our text of scripture is found in 1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. We wish to call your attention on this broadcast to some of the devices of Satan that you need to be on your guard against. Now, you know, the word Satan means adversary, and Satan is certainly an adversary not only to Christians, he's not a friend to sinners as well. So let us look at some of the tactics that Satan uses against us. First of all, disappointment. We have all been disappointed by not getting what we want at times. We have been disappointed in things that we have been disappointed in. Some people, we need to keep in mind what Paul said in Romans 8 and 28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Paul did not say that all things that happen are good, but God is able to make something good come out of it for those that really and truly love him. The next thing, discouragement. Disappointment leads to discouragement. We can also be discouraged in ourselves when we feel we have failed the Lord or some other reason. The 10 spies, when they came back from spying out the land of Canaan, said, "We are not able to take this place. We're not able to go up." So they discouraged the people. Our brethren have discouraged our hearts. And then they had to wander around there in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief. "Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you." Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verses 28 and 30. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And that includes power over discouragement. Now, the third point, disbelief. To disbelieve is to forget Hebrews chapter 3 and 12. "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. "Have faith in God," Jesus said to the disciples. And now, point number four, double-mindedness. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So we read in James chapter 1 and verse 8. "Become rooted and grounded in the truth. God cannot fail. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. The Lord has promised us power over all the power of the enemy. I'll never leave you nor forsake you." So be steadfast. Do not be double-minded. The fifth point, dishonesty. Satan gets many to think that is the best way to get out of a problem. No lie is of the truth. So we read in John, 1 John 2 and 21. To always overcome Satan, always speak the truth in your heart. Psalm 15 and 2. Deceit is the sixth point I want to mention. And there is much deceit in the religious world. Paul said, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." 2 Corinthians 11, 13, and 14. And Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, 31 and 32. Now, point number seven, deadness. There are millions of religious professors in the world who are spiritually dead. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but are dead. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. To be dead is to be a sinner. To be alive in Christ is to be a Christian. And so there are many people who belong to church but are still spiritually dead. Awake to righteousness and sin not. So we read in the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 15 and 35. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. Now the eighth point, defame. How often are supposed Christians guilty of criticizing or belittling other believers? If we have something against a believer, tell them to their face. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. So we read in Psalm 101 and 5. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And 9, discord. An item I read said, far more Bible-believing churches have been split over discord than doctrine. The congregation at Corinth was divided over personalities, not doctrine. Every one of you says, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Peter, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. The Bible teaches us to live in harmony and in unity. Someone begins his or her gossiping in a local congregation, raising questions and doubts in the minds of people, doubts that otherwise would have never been entertained. How effectively Satan uses this tool of discord. How effectively, I say, does Satan use this tool? In Proverbs chapter 6, we read of seven things God hates. And the last one of the seven is he that soweth discord among brethren. And that word hate is a rather strong word, but that's God's attitude toward those who sow discord among brethren. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So we read in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 13. Now, defilement, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. so is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. James chapter 3 and verse 6. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19 and 14. Now, point number 11, discontent. Satan can use discontent to cause people to do things that are not right. Breaking up marriages cause a person to leave the assembly of the saints, have feelings toward others that is not right, fail to be thankful for what they do have, be envious of others for what they have, feel miserable, a restless desire or a craving for something or someone who does not have, not content, dissatisfied, not satisfied with what the way you are being treated, and so forth. There's many things that Satan can do you and does use to make people discontent. But the Christian is supposed to be happy. D.S. Warner wrote the song, "Who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God." Yes, Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, and my peace I leave with you." And Paul said, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." But discontentment is prevalent in the world today because people do not know the Lord and do not know the peace that He brings. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. So we read in Proverbs 19 and 23. All this world, its wealth and honor, cannot state the human breast, but when filled with God, our Father, every want is fully blessed. My soul is satisfied. I am complete in Jesus' love, and my soul is satisfied. That's the words of another hymn that D.S. Warner wrote. My soul is satisfied. I am complete in Jesus' love, and my soul is satisfied. Thank God there is satisfaction in living the Christian life. Now, point number 12, delay. I expect to get saved sometime, but I am not ready now. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews chapter 2 and the first part of verse 3. There are many things that people delay and put off doing to their own hurt and to their detriment. Now, point number 13, disobedience. From Adam and Eve in the garden down to the present time, man has been disobeying God. Disobedience brought the flood on the earth. Disobedience brought fire and brimstone on Sodom, and disappointment or disobedience brought destruction on Jerusalem in AD 70, when thousands of people starved to death and died, and others were carried away into captivity. Disobedience brought suicide to King Saul, and disobedience brought suicide to Judas Iscariot, and he went out and hanged himself after betraying Jesus. Now, in conclusion, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. The Word of God teaches us that if we will do the will of God, He will be with us and He will give us power over all the power of the enemy. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. Make them a blessing to each one, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it has been a blessing, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can listen to a number of broadcasts if you've missed any, for we have an archive there. Also, you may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have an archive of it. In fact, we have a number of years of our magazine posted there on our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we invite you, if at all possible, to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.